Hello and welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth with Folashade. And yes, I'm Folashade. Today, I'll be talking about every reason that I think parenting isn't for everyone. Okay, so this is going to be like a part one because I cannot just say everything that I have to say about parenting in this one episode, right? So but there's going to be another episode. So let's just jump straight into it. I'm going to drop a disclaimer. I want people to know, because I know how sensitive this topic can be, I want people to know that whatever opinions I have here belong to me. Do you understand? They are based on my active and passive experiences. That's things I've seen, things I've heard, things I've experienced myself, things I've heard, all of that. And they are peculiar to me. So my opinion is mine. And it is completely fine to disagree. Of course, very fine. All I'm doing here is disagreeing with people, right? So it's completely fine to disagree with me. So let's first talk about why we're here. The reason why parenting is such a big topic on social media now can be tied to mental health, so to speak, right? So I don't know if you've ever been to a therapist before, but if you've watched a lot of movies about therapy, if you've read a lot of books where people go to therapy, if you've read about therapy itself, you know that in most cases, mental issues that people deal with in their adulthood can be traced back to something they experienced as kids, right? The tiniest things, the kind of food they eat, the tiniest things, panic attacks, anxiety disorders, all of those things can be traced back somewhat, in most cases, to childhood, right? Childhood is the shortest part of one's life, but it is the most important. It is the formative period of any person, right? So during this formative period, which is the most important part of a person's life, they are completely under the control of their parents. Do you know what that means? It means that anything that is done to a child at that formative period can stick with them for life, for the rest of their adulthood, which is even way longer. So that means childhood is very important. And the only people that have complete control over you in those times in childhood are your parents. They decide what to eat, drink, do. They are taking care of you. They are in complete control of what happens to you. Do you understand? That means that parents are like the strongest people ever. Right? And contrary to popular opinion, which is why I'm doing this podcast, many people believe that because of the way I can be very direct about discussing certain things, it means that I hate people. That was why I did that marriage hater series. That marriage hater episode in season one, where people thought I hated marriage. I had to clear that, yes, I might disagree on some things. Doesn't mean I hate it. Doesn't mean I'm not open to it, right? So the thing is, I want people to know that parents are the strongest people in the world. The way parents consciously decide to choose someone else or other people and put those people ahead of them, right? You hear parents, you know, dying to save their children. You hear parents do things. If we start to think about the things our parents have done to pay the bills so that we don't starve, so that we have the best education and all of that, like, if you start to think about it, you'll be like, it is so selfless, right? But at the same time, this power is the reason why we're here today, right? Like, I don't think many people understand the power that parenting gives you, the gravity of power, that the entitlement that it gives you. You are in complete control of someone else. You are paying their bills. You are doing everything. So it gives you some sort of entitlement, you know, to them. And everything gives you a sort of access to them, right? You are responsible for them. So you have impact on them, right? It means you'll be in control of somebody's life. And, that is a lot of power. I wish people sat down more to think about these things, right? And I think the generations before us, I mean, childbearing was just expected of them. At some point, it was for economic purposes, like financial reasons. At some point, it was, you know, because people wanted to use it to establish responsibility, right? And this on and all these unwritten rules and everything, you know, of what is expected of you, standards of what is expected of you, they work. They probably work at those times, you know, those generations before us. The reason they bore children actually worked for them, right? And it's fine, but we cannot deny that 1985 is not 2021. We cannot deny, it's obvious, that the 1700s are completely different from now. We have grown, we have evolved. It does not matter if it's for good or for bad. It is just, you know, there's been an exponential growth and development in society. So why are we sticking to rules and regulations of what they did in the 1700s? We have evolved past that. And why can't we just let our rules and... even if we should have rules, but sure, let's use rules now. They should grow and evolve with us and adjust to our time. People think that is a bad thing. It's not. That is you embracing growth, right? A friend of mine told me once. Her name is Mona. She told me once, she said... people have evolved past the need for evolution. I'm paraphrasing her now because I can't remember exactly how she said it, but she said people have grown past the need for reproduction. That is, people had a time where they only wanted to reproduce, repopulate the earth and everything, right? That was why they produced. She said people have gone past that. And went ahead to say things like, now they want to experience life for themselves. Do you understand? The world is full enough, right? Now we don't have the pressure of reproducing. Now we get to know ourselves, what we like, what we, you know, get to learn about, experience life, love, intimacy, all of those things. So people prioritize that now, right? So because we've evolved past that stage, we've evolved past the time of our parents and our grandparents, right? So because that has happened, parenting now requires a sort of thinking, right? It requires you sitting down, asking yourself very deep questions like, do I want a child? Why do I want a child? You know, what is it? What am I doing this for? Am I doing this to fill a void? Am I doing it so that the child could take care of me in my old age? You know, you have to sit down and ask all these questions, right? You know, do you have issues that you should probably resolve before you have a child? How do you intend to raise the child when the child is in a similar situation you were as it might seem like I'm picking on these things too much, but parenting now requires that type of in-depth thought, you know? Like, if people had more of these thoughts, it will really change the game for familial relationships between families, right? And I believe people in our parents' generation and the ones before them, they did it for so many reasons, right? And our generation, our cause and our strength is the fact that we are aware, right? We are aware of these things. We are aware of how we've gotten to see history, or at least read about it, and see how it has affected other people, how it has affected us. So now, you know how it has made you feel, you know? So you want to give it more thought before you reproduce and say, you just want a better life for them. So you should really think about these things, right? Like, think about it more carefully and intentionally and consciously. Now, make sure you're not doing it for anyone else. Just think about these people for them, right? And see how you want to fix things. That means you could decide that, okay, I'm too messed up to have a child. I don't want to ruin the child. It's fine. It's fine. And it's okay to say, I think I have so much to give to a child, so I want to parent a child or children. But, you know, you just want to be sure that you are thinking about it consciously. And it's not because society says so, or because it is the next step for you, or it is, you know, you're done with school, you have a good job, you should have a child, you know, just because, no. Give it more thought for you and for the child, and not because of what the environment around you is telling you, right? So That's that on today's topic. I'm going to continue and go in depth in my next episode about the mistakes, the biggest mistakes that I have seen. And I know I'm not a parent yet, right? But you cannot deny that sometimes when you're looking from outside, it might be easy to analyze things. It doesn't mean that what you know is what you eventually do if you're in the same position. It's just that when you've observed, read, looked consciously at these things, you are able to tell some things. So I don't know. So I'm going to share that in the next episode, right? So finally, before I go, I said that I was going to start sharing tweets because I'm a huge Twitter fan. I love the space. So today I'm kicking this off with a tweet from Ife of Diary of a Niger Girl. And she said, "Get used to the idea that other lives exist out of your bubble. Your religion won't be practiced by all. Your principles seem ridiculous to other people. Your sexual orientation is not the norm. You are not alone on this earth. Live correct in love, and then let others live." This is all I've been saying, right? You cannot expect the whole world to believe in the same thing, to do the same things, to grow the same way, right? So don't put the pressure of that. Live, accept people for who they are, and everything just gets easier, right? So that's that on today's episode. I am Afola Oluwashade on all platforms. I really want to hear what you think about the things I say on here. So reach out, connect, drop a comment, drop a tweet. I will see you in the next episode. Until next time, guys. Bye.